The coronavirus pandemic has turned our lives upside down and taken away some of the securities upon which our society was based. So are you looking for a similarly affected saint to pray to? Look no further than Venerable Father Michael McGivney. The American priest died from pneumonia in 1890 during what science now says was likely a coronavirus pandemic. Pope Francis last week recognized a miracle attributed to Father McGivney, clearing the way for his beatification. Father McGivney founded the Knights of Columbus, a fraternal organization of Catholic laymen. Supreme Knight Carl Anderson spoke to Vatican News about the saint from Connecticut.
Father McGivney, having died in a pandemic, which now some of the recent scientific evidence suggests might have been a coronavirus pandemic, the 1890 Asiatic or Russian flu, because it was coming from Europe and then around from Asia, really gives us a patron who, you know, suffered and died like so many Americans and other people around the world. So I think it's providential time for Father McGivney to have this announcement, because I think when we say now, Father McGivney, pray for us, we are going to have somebody who has been there, been through this suffering, and really his prayers will be very personal.
What does it mean to the Knights of Columbus that your founder, Father Michael McGivney, will be beatified?
Well, it is a tremendous day for us because, first of all, it confirms so much of what we've thought of his saintly life and his inspiration to millions of men for more than a century, almost now a century and a half. Also, it's a great inspiration to us to continue to move forward. And I would say that almost every day we have a deepening of our understanding of what it means to live a life of charity, unity, and fraternity. And also, we added the principle of patriotism, which was an important principle to Father McGivney during his time. But I would say, for example, Pope Francis speaks often about an ethics of fraternity or a fraternal ethics, looking at your business activity and from a standpoint of regarding your neighbor as a brother or sister. I think that was Father McGivney's approach to charity. I would say Father McGivney had a fraternal approach to charity. It's not just about writing a bigger check or putting a few more dollars or euros in the collection plate. It's about looking at your neighbor as a brother or a sister, and when they're in difficulty, to reach out and try to help. So I think Father McGivney would say, yes, charity begins at home, but your home needs to be large enough for everyone. And as I listen to Pope Francis, that seems to be so often his message as well.
And so how will Father McGivney's example and spirituality be of relevance to the Universal Church now?
One of the things that has been a great encouragement to me since I've been Supreme Knight, and it's going on 20 years now, is how much of an example the example of Father McGivney has been in places like the Philippines, where we have over 300,000 members, in Mexico, in Canada. And in recent years, we've begun in France, in Poland, in Ukraine, in Korea, to see how so many Catholic men in these countries too see in Father McGivney's idea of charity and unity, this fraternal approach to charity and this fraternal approach to a men's community has taken root and has really been taken root with great enthusiasm. So I think there is a universal approach to Father McGivney. And I would say, looking at what he has talked about and what he has given us in terms of brotherhood, you look at the great orders in the church throughout history, like the Franciscans or the Dominicans or the Benedictines or the Jesuits, and I don't mean to leave anybody else out. What about the Catholic layman? What about the man who can't take a vow of poverty because he is married, he has a family, he has to work in the world and support his family? Is there a fraternal community offered to him where he can meet other men who consider themselves to be brothers, who will help each other, who are concerned with each other, and can also have a certain spiritual life together? This, I think, is the key to the success of the Knights of Columbus over the past century, which is that Father McGivney saw a way of offering to the Catholic layman out in the world an approach that, yes, you too could be a part of a Catholic community of brothers will help you along the way.